A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, April 10th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the opposition MDCT says it will go ahead with its planned protest Thursday in Harare against the continued decline of the state of the economy and other issues.
It will start from the Freedom Square, the open space adjacent to the Harare Magistrates Court. People will then march from the Freedom Square, they will march into Robert Mugabe Road. They will then march up into downtown Harare and end the march at the Africa Unity Square.
Some women war veterans say they are disappointed by the recent meeting held by President Robert Mugabe with war veterans in Harare, as it did not address their issues as women.
I personally feel that, I mean, the meeting was just like any other meeting. And we thought, I mean, as women, our concerns were going to be addressed. But, I mean, nothing of that sort came out of the meeting. Instead, women, we became a laughing stock.
People in Gokwe say they are now resorting to eating wild fruits as hunger tightens its grip in the area.
I'm Tobias Siwanda from Gokwe, Kavuyini constituency, Chief Nkembo, Ward 3, Vumba. Here we are struggling with the hunger. We are now surviving with the fruits like takata, ni, guavas, and many others. Some of the fruits are hazard, yes, to our children and our animals.
A Zimbabwean lady who was repatriated from Kuwait after being held captive by her employers advises others seeking employment in Arab states to exercise due diligence.
My message to the women who are still in Kuwait is don't lose hope, don't give up on hope, and don't give up on God. Because I believe to be back here is not by power, by might, but by the grace of God.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition MDCT says it will go ahead with its planned protest Thursday in Harare against the state of the economy and other issues. MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu says the police have already been notified of the march in line with the new constitution. Gutu tells us more on the issue.
It will start from the Freedom Square, the open space adjacent to the Harare Magistrates Court. People will then march from the Freedom Square. They will march into Robert Mugabe Road. They will then march up into downtown Harare and end the march at the Africa Unity Square, right in the city center of Harare. The main thrust or the main themes of the march are five areas. The key area, really, I would say, is to do with the 2.2 million jobs that the ZANU-PF regime promised to deliver to the people of Zimbabwe. We, the people of Zimbabwe, particularly the youth, are saying, where are the 2.2 million jobs that you promised to deliver to us? Secondly, there is also the issue of $15 billion that President Robert Mugabe himself publicly stated had gone missing from the Chiatzwa-Marange diamond field. The people of Zimbabwe obviously demand answers from the ZANU-PF government. They want to know what exactly happened to the $15 billion. They want to know who took that money and where it was taken to. The other is to do with the missing persons. We all know that over the years, people have just been disappearing in Zimbabwe, particularly human rights activists, and the most prominent of whom of late is Itai Dzamara, who has been missing for more than 12 months now. There's also the case of Mr. Nabanyana of Ulawayo, who has been missing since 2000, and indeed several other Zimbabweans, particularly human rights activists, who have just disappeared into thin air. We also want the government of Robert Mugabe to tell us where those people are, and better still, to ensure that all those people who have disappeared are returned safely back to their families. There's also the issue of drought, food aid. Opposition activists, particularly in the drought-stricken provinces of Mashingo, Matabeleland North, Matabeleland South, and parts of Manicaland and Mash East and Mash West, are actually being denied government food aid on partisan grounds. So we want also the government to make sure that food is given to all Zimbabweans, all deserving Zimbabweans, irrespective of their political affiliation.
That was MDCT spokesman Obed Gutu in Harare. Some women war veterans say they are disappointed by the recent meeting held by President Robert Mugabe with war veterans in Harare last week, as it did not address their issues as women. Former war veteran Daphne Kanoti, who was at the meeting, tells us more on the issue.
I personally feel that, I mean, the meeting was just like any other meeting. And we thought, I mean, as women, our concerns were going to be addressed. But, I mean, nothing of that sort came out of the meeting. Instead, women, we became a laughing stock.
You were saying that women became a laughing stock. What do you mean? What happened?
Initially, we were of the opinion that one of us was going to, I mean, to present one of the six thematics. But instead, the lady who was chosen to present, she was told not to present, of which we don't understand what really happened. The thematics were presented by the six men. Why wasn't she called to, I mean, to present? Everybody questioned that. What was the reason for her not to present?
What were some of the issues that you would have liked to see President Mugabe touch on, especially when it comes to women, former Liberation War heroes' concerns?
I feel, I mean, the issue of, I mean, women representation in Parliament and women heading different organizations, and also even having women presenting the mines, those were some of the issues which were supposed to have been taken care of by the president.
So moving forward, what is your wish as former Liberation War veterans, as women? What's your wish? What kind of meeting would you like to have in future?
In future, if we could have a meeting with the president, mainly for women, not men included, just having, I mean, women, having, I mean, a talk, I mean, with the president, I would suggest that, I mean, that would be good. At least, I mean, women can say whatever they want about their concerns to the president and hear what he says, I mean, in terms of, I mean, our...
That was former war veteran Daphne Kanoti. People in Gokwe say they are now resorting to eating wild fruits as hunger tightens its grip in the area. We hear more from a Gokwe resident on what is happening in the area.
I am Tobias Siwanda from Gokwe, Kavini constituency, Chief Sinchembo, Ward 3, Vumba. Here we are struggling with the hunger. We are now surviving with the fruits like takata, ni, guavas, and many others. Some of the fruits are hazard, yes, to our children and our animals. Some of the people are doing illegal hunting for them to survive, but they are being arrested and killed because of hunger. Our government is not yet help us. Now they are promising us there is maize coming around, the corner. But the problem is that the maize is going to be sold.
How much will the maize be sold to people in your constituency?
It is 50 kg, sold with $15 each.
So do people in your area have this kind of money?
They don't have any money.
What about livestock? Most people usually keep cattle or goats or chickens. Why not sell those and buy some maize? What's the situation with the livestock there?
The animals were the men of us, they don't have any because they sold them at January with the law in 2 months. Each sold the $50 cattle and goat $8 each.
So when is this promised maize supposed to be coming?
Come next month.
What message do you have for government? Have you tried to speak to your MP for your area? What are they saying?
We meet them, but they refuse to give anything. And I wish the great favor to our government to give us that food free without money because we don't have money. We wish the non-governmental organization to help us.
That was Tobias Sibanda in Gokwe. A Zimbabwean lady who was repatriated from Kuwait after being held captive by her employers advises others seeking employment in Arab states to exercise due diligence. Nyasha Moyo tells us more on the issue.
When we got there, we were asked to sign a contract which was written in Arabic.
How were you able to break that contract and repatriate back to Zimbabwe when others are still stuck there?
I was able to contact the Zim consulate in Kuwait through secret messages, and they came to rescue me.
Also, how old are you, and had you worked as a maid before in Zimbabwe?
I'm 27. I had never worked as a maid in my life.
What's your level of education, and what made you then decide to say, no, I'm going to take this Kuwait opportunity?
I'm degreed, but wasn't employed, and it's been a while I've been looking for work, but it seems I'm not getting.
How long did the process take for you from, you know, after you sent the secret messages to being rescued and then coming back to Zimbabwe?
It took me about a week.
What message would you have for women listening out there that may actually be looking at taking up such opportunities in some of these countries outside of Zimbabwe?
For an Arabic country, I would say no, no, no. But for other countries, I just want them to be very careful because when you hear a sweet deal, I guess it will always turn sour if you don't give it a very, very good background check. Probably you should just check with the Zim consulate in the countries of destiny, probably to check with foreign affairs in Zimbabwe, to also use Google. And I would advise that you mustn't travel to any country when you don't know anyone there, especially if the person who's coming to get you at the airport, you don't even know as well.
And what message would you have for other women that are still in captivity in Kuwait?
My message to the women who are still in Kuwait is don't lose hope. Don't give up on hope and don't give up on God, because I believe to be back here is not by power, by might, but by the grace of God. And the government of Zimbabwe is promised to rescue all of you. So just don't lose hope. Keep pushing. You'll come back home.
That was Nyasha Moyo in Harare. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Ignatius Murambidzi, who is with the Zimbabwe National Association for Mental Health. Ignatius, thank you so much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you. You're most welcome.
One of the growing issues that Zimbabwe is facing is the increased view of mental health issues amongst young people. Can you tell us what's going on?
Of late, we have seen a number of our youth in the country engaging in substance abuse activities, which has brought a number of problems with respect to their mental health status. Let me say, one of the main reasons for admission in our psychiatric unit in the country among youth ages from 18 to about 25. It's due to substance-related disorders.
You speak of the issue of admission, but are most youth forthcoming to seek assistance?
Unfortunately, they only come when it is too late, for a number of reasons. The first is that we don't have substance abuse treatment centers and rehabilitation centers that are outside psychiatric institutions. So when youth are engaging substance abuse activities, they wouldn't want to be associated with other mental disorders such as schizophrenia, depression, that are mainly, housed in the state psychiatric institutions.
As an organization, the Zimbabwe National Association for Mental Health, are you having any programs that are helping to give more information?
Yes, as an organization, we do have a number of education and awareness activities that we are conducting. But obviously, there's a lot that needs to be done.
What are some, when we talk about the substance abuse and then what, in terms of mental health, the issues that people are facing, what are some of the symptoms that young people, have?
What we have observed maybe to begin with is when these youth are abusing substances, obviously it's due to a number of reasons. First, most of them are out of employment. They have nothing to occupy themselves. Secondly, because of that, there is a lot of, stressful situations which they would then use substances as maybe a way to try and cope with the stressful events they'll be facing each and every day, as I say, related to unemployment. Now, when they are abusing these substances, or maybe when they seek refuge in substances, do they know that, it will have long-term consequences with respect to their mental well-being?
What is the first point for young people, even people, anyone in Zimbabwe, to get assistance? What should they do first and foremost?
In our country, mental health services has since been decentralized, meaning to say if one goes to the nearest primary health care center, they are able to access mental health services at that point. Then once they present at the nearest primary health center, if the problem is such that they would need a specialist mental health practitioner, they will be referred. But as I have already said, most of them, when they present at primary health care center and they are told or maybe they are referred to go and seek further services from a specialized mental health practitioner, they would not go. As I said, maybe it's because of stigma or maybe it's because of lack of information.
And with that, what's your message on the issue of stigma?
Well, we are very much aware from the evidence that is there that one in every four person is at risk of developing a mental disorder in any given year. So what we are saying is we never know who will be the next. And if we continue to stigmatize, if we continue to discriminate, who knows, probably tomorrow it will be me who will be seeking those services. So it's better that we work together, improve our services.
With that, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
You're welcome.
That was Ignatius Murambidzi with the Zimbabwe National Association for Mental Health joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo, for that inspiring interview. This is Studio 74 Zimbabwe coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night. Have a great week ahead.